Now, of course, it's Christmas Day today. And how are you feeling? I mean, how are you really feeling about Christmas Day? Good? Yeah? Little bit unsure? Maybe some of you? Yeah, okay. Well, not too bad. Yeah, I love nearly everything about Christmas. I say nearly because there are a few things that wind me up. But I love the sights. I love the sounds. I love the smells. And this year, for some reason, I have been feeling particularly nostalgic. Anybody else feeling nostalgic at the moment? Is it an age thing? I think I might have reached the age where nostalgia is now my go-to thing. And I was thinking, I was reminiscing about toys. And I don't know, we've seen lots of toys. I mean, three flower tattoos is absolutely the height. So if you were a child in the 1930s, anybody a child in the 1930s? Yeah, I think we've got a few people here with children in the 1930s. Those were the go-to presents in the 1930s, okay? If you're a child in the 1940s, these were the presents. Lego made its appearance in the 1940s. Isn't that amazing? And Meccano. I had a Meccano set even though I wasn't born in the 1940s. I think there is a present for Isaiah here. Hold on. There is a present for Isaiah there. There we go. That's yours. Happy Christmas. I think you're going to... Yeah, happy Christmas. That's why he came. Okay. If you were in the 50s... These were their go-to toys. Anybody have a Cindy doll in the 50s? Own up. Just one, okay. Slow down a minute. Slow down. Go back. And a sooty xylophone. Oh, how amazing to get a sooty xylophone. And it says at the top, play these with sooty on television. So like the first interactive toy you could have where you could join in with the television. I mean, did they have televisions in the 50s? Anybody know if they had televisions in the 50s? Oh, they did. Good. Okay. That's just to tell you I wasn't born in the 50s, okay? That's just to tell you. 60s? Etch-a-Sketch and Play Cooker from Boots. Have you seen that? The Play Cooker is from Boots. Oh, my goodness. Where are we? 70s? Oh, of course. The best decade to be alive, the 70s. Not only for its music... But because Star Wars, the proper Star Wars, began. Okay. 80s? 80s. Rubik's Cube. Isn't that amazing? It's been around since the 80s, 90s. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what that is? A Furby. Oh, my goodness. 2000s? A Razor scooter. Anybody got one of them in the 2000s? Yeah. 2010s. Nintendo Switch. And 2020s. It's like a robot. We're into robots now. That walks and talks. I don't know. I'm not sure what it's called. But that. How many more are feeling nostalgic now than when we started? Yeah. Even some young people feeling nostalgic. Now, as much as I realised that the toys were amazing, I mean, even a yo-yo was amazing, wasn't it? I mean, what a piece of technology a yo-yo was. But, of course, the joy of Christmas isn't really about being nostalgic about gifts, about toys. I think what it is about, and this is what I think I'm getting nostalgic about more and more, is that God thought that I mattered so much, and he loved me so much, that he came to be God with us, Emmanuel. I think that's what's making me nostalgic this year. In the midst of all the uncertain things that are going around at the moment in maybe your personal life, certainly in our national life, in our international life, our global life, it's making me nostalgic to remember that I matter so much to God and that he loved me enough to come and be born. And those moments of togetherness, wrapped up in love, they're not just happy memories. I think they point back to something much deeper. A yearning for identity. We long to know who we are. A yearning for belonging. We want to know that we matter. And a yearning for security. We want to know that we are loved. The other thing that's made me very nostalgic is I was looking through a few old photos that I'd put onto the computer I'd forgotten all about. They were slides that my mum and dad had. Do you remember slides? Yeah, you used to have a little special machine to put a slide in with transparency. Well, I obviously at some point had them, put them on the computer. I came across this one. So I think this is about 1969, okay? And I'm in that picture, okay? My younger brother's in that picture. But the rest of my family, nobody's here now, of course. My mum and dad, my grandparents, my Auntie Betty, you can just see there, and a couple of friends of my grandparents there. And 1969, I think around 1969. And that got me all nostalgic as well, do you know? For that fact of gathering around a table with a family and just having a simple celebration because it's Christmas, okay? You've spotted me, haven't you? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not the youngest. That's my younger brother. I think my older brother was taking the photograph. He's 4 years older than me. And it was that sense. And I know that by showing a picture like that, some of you, you're going to be missing people around the table this year, aren't you, for the first time? Somebody who was around your table last year is not going to be there this year. And that's tough. And that draws a lot of different feelings and emotions in us that I guess we do talk about, that sort of nostalgia. And this yearning for something, this yearning for identity, belonging, security that comes often from our families, but also comes through this amazing Christmas story. This story that we read earlier in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. That Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem. There was no guest room available for them. And although I know we talk about it being an inn, but it was probably better translated the word as a guest room. So the family had no room for them, but they found them a place where the animals would normally go at night. The animals would go there for security and safety. And that was where Mary and Joseph went. It's a lovely word in Greek. It's kataluma, which literally means to loosen down or to dissolve. And another understanding of it is a place to break a journey. And I thought, what a beautiful expression that Mary and Joseph went to a place to break the journey. And there in that animal shelter, Jesus was born. And they laid him in a feeding trough, a manger, as the text says. But a feeding trough. A place of straw. This makes me more nostalgic even now. To think that this is what God's plan and purpose was all along. The carol says to us, doesn't it? He came down to earth from heaven. He came down to break his journey, if you like. Because he had a bit more of a journey to make. He had a journey that would see him go to the cross. He had a journey that would see him ascend back to heaven. And the journey isn't finished yet because he promised to come back again and to be finally to resolve all the challenges and all the frustrations and all the disappointments and all the pain one day would be resolved as he continued his journey. This is an amazing, true story that we have to discover today. Now, the word nostalgia, it means a feeling of pleasure and also slight sadness when you think about things that happened in the past. A feeling of longing for something, a time and a place that seems to have gone now, but also because it's about our roots and our sense of belonging, something we yearn for that perhaps we're feeling we've lost it. And we want to recover what lies at the heart of this Christmas story. That is the best sense of nostalgia today that I could offer to you. For us to have that feeling of something we had but no longer have, that once again today we can regain, we can rediscover, because you matter, you belong, and you are loved. And the proof of that, the truth of that, is wrapped up in the story of the coming of Jesus. The humblest of places that all of us can associate with. The humblest of births that all of us can associate with. A down-to-earth arrival. Flick on to the next one. Because all of us arrived in the same way as Jesus. Well, almost anyway. a down-to-earth sign because a manger, a feeding trough, we can all come and kneel and worship Jesus at a place like that. It's not a palace where we couldn't enter. It's a feeding trough where we can kneel and bow down. And it's also a down-to-earth invitation as well. It's available to you today, once again, to join in the celebrations of Jesus coming into our world. So, this Christmas, let nostalgia do its work in you today. Let it do its work to feel that sense of this story that is for you. It's good news for all people, the angels sang, that you come right back to the Savior who started it all, that you have an identity because you are a child of God, that you have a sense of belonging because you matter to Jesus, and you have a sense of security today because you are loved by a God who gave everything to you. So let's resolve, shall we, to join with the angels, announce the good news of joy to all people, that we would embrace it in our lives, but we'd also be determined to share the good news with others as well. May this be true in your life today. Whatever your celebrations, may you know the reality of Jesus born for you because of his love that he has for you each day. Let's pray, and then we're going to come towards our conclusion. Father God, I want to thank you for the story, this nostalgic story that brings that sense of sadness perhaps, but also that sense of joy. And I pray for each of us in this room that we would rediscover what lies at the heart of a day like today, that in the midst of all the celebrations, that we will know once again that you, Jesus, are born one with us, Emmanuel. Thank you for coming. Thank you for embracing us with your love. Thank you that we matter to you, that we can belong to you. And I pray this morning for anyone in this room or watching online who doesn't know that love or that security or sense of belonging. I pray today they'll find it in you, that they will just stop a moment and worship you and allow you through your Holy Spirit to bring transformation in their lives. Thank you that because of your coming into our world, you offer us forgiveness and freedom, so that what separates us right now from the Father is taken away as we say sorry for what we've done and as we step forward into the new reality of your presence. So come again, Lord Jesus, into our lives. Fill us again with your love. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming today. It's great to see you all. I hope you have a fantastic day, wherever it is that you're celebrating, and that you would experience again the presence of Jesus in your life. And on Sunday, on Sunday, we have one service in the building here at 10:30, and that's an all-together service. We'll be online as well on that morning, so if you're not able to be here and you want to join in, then just hook in on our YouTube channel, and we'd love to see you then. So have a fantastic Christmas, won't you, and enjoy all that God has in store, not only in this season, but in the seasons to come as well.